Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Hey, coming up on the show, man, we're going to have your man, Renna C,
Got that new one for y'all, that Man versus Machine 2 renovation, man. Y'all been hearing a little snippet from it, man. We've been giving y'all a couple of joints from it. We're going to grab the man himself tonight, man. Sit down, chop it up with him. But y'all know how we do it, man. Yeah, we're going to kick it with him. We're going to find out what he's doing. But I'm going to throw a question out there for my people, man. We're going to talk about this there, too. Social networks, the good, the bad, and the ugly. What are some of the things you like to show the necessity for social networks? What are some of the things that you dislike that make you say, man, I don't want to mess with that stuff ever, never, never, never again. I don't even want no Facebook, no MySpace, no Twitter, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want none of that. You know, hit me up, man. Run that app. But like I say, man, Renacy is going to be there. Hey, y'all know we still got votes going on. Y'all ain't forgot about that part, have y'all? Hit up the first annual Lawless Radio Awards page. It's on Facebook. So you don't have to leave the comforts of your surfing Facebook to find out what your friends are doing. Just click on that, man. Go there and get your vote in. You know, categories are ranging, man. We got best supporting fan. You have best show host. Me, of course. Just kidding. You got best show host, man. You got best artist collaboration. You have best ballad. You have top artist. Now, this week, I'm going to announce the last category that we are adding, and that is Miss Lawless Entertainment. You're interested in being Miss Lawless Entertainment? Simply go to the fan page, nominate yourself. We'll be posting that link up where you can nominate yourself. You can send pictures. It don't have to be anything all crazy, bathing suits, skimpy, or nothing like that. All we're doing is just nominating pretty faces, you know, and we want other people to vote for you. With this honor, you will actually be presenting the top artist category at the live event for Lawless Radio, at the Lawless Radio Awards. We'll also get you out to Atlanta where you can attend the event. Okay, so I mean that is something. That's something in itself, and I'm liking that. I'm really liking that. We went back and forth with a lot of people on the page, and y'all know me. I try to be as responsive as I can be, and was asking a lot of questions. You know about what's in there? You know, what's what's next? What's next? You know, what else should we do with the Lawless Radio Awards? You know, and this is what people ask for. So, hey, you know me. I give you what you ask for. Speaking of giving you what you ask for, had quite a few people asking for this song and the next song that's going to come behind it. Justin, you got Dustin White coming behind this with Out of My Head, and I'm going to play this new Brandon Kane, Dance Again. Hey, y'all guys got some fans out there. They're actually up in the best pop song section. Y'all guys got some fans out there, and they hit me before the show kicked off, and they wanted to check out these two songs. So I'm going to give y'all these songs, man, and we're going to go ahead and kick back, man, and grab Renacy in the show, man, and kick it with y'all. It's Lawless, baby, Lawless Radio, Great Grind, the Chairman, T.L.
Here I go, I'm on my own. This is the first show without you. Gotta face the crowd, I hope the lights are down, and let the music drown out the thought of you. All these girls don't rock my world. No, not the way that you used to. There goes our song, ooh, it's been too long. I'm running but I can't escape you. now, I'm wildin' now, cause I feel like you're right here beside me. The way you work the floor, it makes me want you more. Ooh, I want your body against me. These girls are dancing like crazy, but nothing like you, my baby. I'm missing the magic we made on the dance floor. My hands around your hips, like a baby.
With you is all I'm at. Drop it down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go and touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Uh-huh. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Drop it down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go and touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Go big. Go big. Go. Let me see you get it like a super. Rex City trick, back Rex City trick. Now let me see you get freaky with another chick. Got bottles, got pills on some other ish. In the club, everybody, I don't like this. We the business, Cali Boys Club pick. All the girls messing with this, yeah, I beat it up. Brian Pumper, Montana, Fishburne. She got me on straight like a ping pong. Let me see your hula hoop. Touch toes. Back it up. Now drop it low. Like you got the good. Really wanna know. Do it like you're not wearing clothes for the dough. Ayy.
Get. Drop it down low. Down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Get. Drop it down low. Down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing
clothes.
Do it like you're not wearing
clothes. You're a body girl, put your middle fingers up. Leave your man at home, let juicy juice touch. It's a rock at the party on the tour bus. Girl, you ain't coming if the homies can't book. Take your clothes off, shake it like a salt shaker. Now let me get that jawbreaker. Oh man, I love my women. Amber Rose, red bottom, 6 inches. Pockets on Kim Kardashian. Your body like Serena, I'm smashing it. Go stupid, go dumb on the flow. Girl, I'm trying to see your show like I'm in a front row.
Get. Drop it down low. Down low. Baby, let me see your hands. Go and touch your toes. Touch your toes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes. Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Get.
Drop it down low.
Down low.
Baby, let me see your hands. Go and touch your toes.
Touch your toes.
Do it like you're not wearing
clothes.
Do it like you're not wearing clothes.
Throw money, let me see you shake your hips. The girl dance like this.
I'm up in the club, front to the back, this beat crack, this beat slap.
Throw money, let me see you shake your hips. The girl dance like this.
I'm up in the club, front to the back, this beat crack, this beat crack.
Yeah.
I'm in the drop top, suckers bust something like a bumblebee. All black rim, shepherd sign in front of me. I chuckle see, pussy girls be on that Huckabee. Whippin' belly hugging me, this girl really in love with me. Shawty got the job, but shawty don't trip. I'm the same as the other with a brand new whip. Cutting is a habit, put it in the air. I got another place, I'ma put it in your face, You can't believe it, damn right, I'm so conceited. Cause before I had a CD, now you draw a drop, cause I'm dropped in the drop. Hey, tell me why the business on the block when you got bread. Come to your face, boo, I ain't gotta chase you. Put me in the Honda, to the Hummers in the H2. See the birth with a dime, ride shotgun. Get it up your chest like you mad, cause you're not one. Girl, you're respecting me by, but I can't cry. The nails in the sky started making good. Now your boy on Beach Street, sipping on a CC, filling up a QT, fueling up my GT. Kiss me at the red light, pimp, it ain't no thing. Got four horses in a Bronco Coast gang. I don't need a ring on the chair for the conference, man. I ain't lost since I've been lawless. $1,000 drive, smoking out a lost cause. Since fucked up Jack in the street, leaving paw prints. Looking at Steve, picking cars out of paint. Cop one, drop one, reaching for your pink. Laughing at the girls that used to give me stink. Like I had the ping, now they send me wings. When the doors go up, the top goes down. How can I put this? It goes down. Like a test drive, they drive you, man. I'm riding drop top, you can call me Spider-Man.
Girls, they were stressing me by, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making good. And I was looking lovely, but the drop top and I ain't nobody wanna rub me. With a lyrical pinnacle whipping, sinners and cylinders in it to win it. I'm repping from start to finish line. I bank was mine, like my name was Aston Martin. Don't get me started, because I'm in a faster car, bruh. My way is leaving victims on the highway. Stunting in a black burden more than ever on Friday, but any day. I'm bound to dip on players anyway. I dodge trucks over like them, what a Hindu day. Got a loud pipe, you buy the kid's sight. If you quick to pass a sucker with your ice down light. If you got a road kid, an extra rope is just sitting. If your paint job wicked and you got 100 tickets, then again,
My bird dog homies get it in. The Lex Coupe, the Beamers, and the Benz. To all of my homies and my friends, keep your top down.
Girls, it was nothing to me by, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making hits.
What's up? This is your girl, Jay Silva, and you're checking out my single, Blowing Kisses, on Lawless Radio. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio.
Here to ladies in the club tonight, you know what I'm talking about? But hey,
yeah. Come in, what's your name? Take a shot, roll it up. I tell her I'm a star, baby, you can roll with us. I like them light skin, dark, mid, cold as such. Long as she down the ride, I show her how I turn it up. Oh, let's do it, I be foolish, baby, that's enough. Oh, she bad, roger that, plus she old enough. Wet game, proper, independent, got her own. And she ain't messing with them lanes, but they call her phone. Turn my flag on, plus my cash loan. Tryna blow a milli, flexin', ain't a cash strong. I bet that wrong, baby, y'all can last long. All off in the middle, take her under, plus she bad home.
She bad and she know it, she ain't afraid to show it. Shawty watch him while I'm talking.
But baby, are not cool. I got two bad chickens like the Moulin Rouge. High with a pool, get a two-line view. Plus I party all the time with that D-White dude. Hey,
she's bad and she know it. She ain't afraid to show it. Shawty watch him while I'm talking. I gotta get to know it. She bad.
She bad.
She bad.
Oh, she bad.
She bad.
She bad.
She bad and she know it. Nice girl, nice smile. And she cute in the face.
Man.
Sexy little skirt fitted right around.
Up, man.
Uh-oh,
I see you, D-White.
Uh-oh, she's bad.
She's bad.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey man, thank y'all. Hey, I gotta send a shout out to them. It's Kiara, Tiana, and Brittany. Hey, they requested those, man. I had to give it to them, man. Hey, we ain't above accepting requests, man. Y'all ain't gotta call in to jump on the topics and stuff, man. Just hit the line 646-478-5209. You can also hit me on the Facebook fan page. That is the Lawless Radio fan page. Oh, just hit me. Just hit me up. Facebook.com/Lawless Entertainment. You can do like they did. Shoot me a message what you want to hear, man, and I definitely try to get that play. My people that know the songs and really stay in tune like that, man, hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all for following like that. For people that's following the Lawless Radio Awards, yes, it is crazy. It is crazy. Got to take my hat off to my man Trip James out there. He is really, really hustling. He is really killing in his category. He's really killing in that club banging category, best dance. Sorry about that. He's killing that best dance category. So I got to take my hat off to him. He's really killing. My man, tonight's guest, Renesy, he's actually killing in that club banging category. My man, Young Rico, is killing in the best rap. Best R&B right now is being killed by old girl, and I just played the song Show Me. That is Ebony Slater. She is really doing her thing. Best pop right now. Best pop is doing good. That is your man Dustin White. He is really killing in that category. Hat off to him. The best ballad category right now is being knocked out by your man J. Kale is taking a fight over there. Best artist collaboration is winning. That's Sin City. They are doing it. Hat off to them. Hey, all y'all got to do to vote. Oh, hold on. Best inspirational. Hey, thanks for catching that, Tanya J. That's what I'm saying. That's why y'all got to have people in, man. Well, best inspiration is being killed by Flownetics. Flownetics is taking that category. So y'all keep getting them votes in, man. And I don't even want to speak on Best favorite radio personality. I don't want to speak on that. I ain't a cat to be tooting my own horn, but yeah, I'm killing it. But yeah, I'm killing it. I don't want to toot my own horn, but yeah, I'm killing it. Hey, y'all get over there and get your vote here. Best supporting fan. Tiana, my daughter, is killing that category. Y'all remember the best supporting fan. This is the most interactive category we have. You can go here, you can nominate yourself and get people to vote for you. That is it. Just go there and nominate yourself, get people to vote for you. And the winner will be presenting the award at the Live Lawless Radio Awards show. So go there and get yourself in. Get your thing down, all right? And as I said, the next interactive award will be the Miss Lawless Entertainment. So I'll be rolling out everything with that, and I'll be putting up the particulars and letting you know how you can get involved, how you can get yourself there, and get here to present an award. That's it. Simple as that. Hey, waiting for my man Renesy to hit up. He said 20 minutes he is going to be in. Y'all definitely want to stay tuned in. Y'all can hit the line 646-478-5209. My people that are trying to get me music, y'all know how to do that. Go to lawlessradio.com. Click on the contact button. And you know what? I'm going to make it easy for y'all, man, because for some reason, man, I think I've been speaking a lot of different languages, because when I'm telling people to go to contact and follow the submit details there. People don't understand it. Well, I don't understand. I want to submit music, but it's telling me to go to contact. Because you got to contact us to submit your music. Hello? Hello? Anybody hearing that? You got to contact us to submit your music. Right. There you go. So y'all go to contact. Click on the submit music tab, man, and get it to us. Do not send me any links. I will not download any music. Please, profanity free. If you're looking to get played, profanity free. Make sure you got your music recorded good, EQ right, and have it professionally ready for us. And we'll give it that once over, twice over, thrice over, five time over, and all of that stuff there, and get y'all in rotation on the hottest internet radio station around, baby, Lawless Radio, man. Y'all listening to the most electrifying man on internet radio. It is the chairman. Y'all want to follow the chairman, go to Twitter. I am at the chairman, TL. Simple as that. You can still follow me at I am BA Crazy, and you can also follow me at I am, well, not I am, but the chairman, TL, because I am the chairman, TL. Y'all go there, man. Hey, I'm just laughing at people in the chat room right now. I'm just laughing. I don't like when they come in and go out, though. I don't like that. I don't like when you come in and go out. Y'all hang out with y'all the TL. Hey, man, but I'm going to get y'all some more music there. You know what? Matter of fact, I want to get y'all that new joint. That new joint. This is from Renacy and Lene Michelle. And this is a nice joint here. This is System Failure. This is also off of that Renovation, Man vs. Machine 2. So y'all definitely, this right here being any indication of what the rest of the album's like, I know y'all definitely going to want it. Me, myself, personally, I have checked out the entire album. And, yes, it's even a rock joint. You know what? I'm not even going to go into all that. I'm going to wait until my man get on. But here goes System Failure, Lawless Radio, Grit Grind, TL.
Sometimes in life, man, you need that push, you know what I'm saying? You need somebody to push you to get you where you need to go.
On the wall, just the wooden frames hanging empty on the wall. Sharp corner cracks where the paint's chipping off. Punching holes through it, trying not to hit the studs. No jabs, just a bunch of uppercuts to the face that I took when I was first starting off. So many closed doors that nobody cared at all. So I loosened up the screws and ripped the hinges off. I have never lost, only just gained through the struggles and the triumphs and the joys and the pains. Gone hit the stage, little buddy, break a leg and go super hard for the people that it came. I remember on a hot summer day, words of an old man, listen to him say. Told the young boy, listen up, grown man, it's the real world now. Can't nobody hold your
hand.
Been before, focused on a mission I created on my own. The moment right here, this is what I've been waiting for. I can't rewind life, but I'm living fast forward. Thanks to the teachers in my class that gave me a chance, instead of failing me, whatever. I used to love science, sort of hated math, but it started growing on me when I started
distant memory. I've worked so hard to be what you thought I would never be.
Yeah.
Black Hollywood Cartel CEO is in the building with your boy T.L. Lewis at Grit Grind Live at LawlessRadio.com. Tune in now and create a page. Go ahead and join the movement and support your local come up. Let's go.
Let's go. What's the business, y'all? Man, y'all know what it is, baby. It is Hump Day Wednesday, and I am your midweek release. Man, y'all can't tell me that joint didn't have that, I'm talking straight up, what they say, old Negro spiritual. Man, I swear to you it had that funk, man. Them cats is them down south folks. That's change going to come. New joint, man. Got my man Renacy on. Renacy, what's the business, man?
What's going on, T.S.? Shout out to Grit and Grind Lawless Radio.
What's happening, man? What's happening, man? Tell me, man, that joint didn't, like, move, like, open your gut somewhere, man.
Oh, yeah, that was a real soulful joint, man. That the change gonna come with the Sam Cooke sample in it. That was pretty sick.
Yeah.
I like that.
Man,
I like that a lot.
It, man. Dude, the first time I played that, man, I spit it, man, back and back, man. I threw it off in my phone, man. I'm just listening over. You know, I'm a lover of music, man. I'm a lover of good production. You know,
right.
And when you hear a good soul joint with cats spitting, and I mean, they spitting right on it, man, you can't do nothing but break down and analyze, man.
You can't, man. I feel like I was in church for a minute.
Man, I almost started back coming
down the aisles.
I'm telling you right now, man, you want to jump up, man, and be running around. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues, my dude.
Right. Pass the offering around, man. That joint makes you feel good. That's a real feel-good joint. I like that.
Well, that's a real, real good feel-good joint, man. That's them down south folks, man. That right there is real good. Them cats coming out of Texas, man. That is, I mean, you know, being it, you know, and I, you know, not to say I pigeonhole cats out of Texas or nothing, but you know, you just certain cities, certain states, you know, they got certain styles. So when you hear a certain sound, you can just about bank on where they from. And I haven't heard nothing like that coming out of Texas, man.
Right. I was surprised when you said Texas. I'm thinking like Mississippi, maybe Georgia,
right.
You know.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. That's, wow.
That is something. Speaking of flipping and all of this kind of stuff here, man, I'm sitting there, man, I'm telling them, man, I'm checking out the joint. Really, she got rock joints. She got rock joints. Man, I can't do nothing but put my arms around you, bro. Cause I mean, man, you gotta experiment with sounds, man. You can't be closed minded when you're talking about doing music.
Right, you can't, but you gotta think outside of the box, man. That's the thing a lot of artists are scared of. They wanna stay inside of that box, but you gotta jump outside of that box to blossom, to really find your sound and your element.
You have really got to do it, man. You have really got to do it, man. In order to really flourish, I mean, you've got to stop being safe. You've got to come out of your comfort zone, you know. And I mean, a lot of music. I was sitting, I listened to all my submissions and everything, you know, on Tuesdays. And I'm sitting and I'm listening, you know. And I get my kids, you know. My kids are really, really like my A&R people, so to speak. You know, I play the music. And, you know, I look for reactions because, you know, the kids ranging from 12 to 21, you know, so I look for reactions, you know, okay, I got that reaction, you know, but when you playing songs and it seems like you're playing, you know, the same song over and over, and I mean, I got asked, you know, hey, we heard this one already, you know, and it was three different songs by three different artists, you know what I'm saying, and they sounded exactly alike, you know, so that's what you end up locking yourself in when you don't step out of your comfort and start messing with sounds. You end up doing something that everybody else is doing, thus making you sound like everybody else.
Right, and that's what a lot of artists are missing. Like, every artist wants to get paid for rapping. There's a million rappers out here. Everybody can
rap.
There's a bunch of singers. Everybody can, and they all want to get paid. And it's like, okay, well, if I'm going to pay you, what makes you different from the next artist down the street? I mean, you got to stand out. You got to give me a reason to actually have to pay you. You have to be an artist that can bring something to the table that nobody else can bring that we've never heard.
Right, right. And I mean, that right there creates your longevity. You know,
right.
it puts you past that hot single. You know, I was on this web seminar, you know, and I was listening to the brother talking. I'm not going to don't drop my man name to make him sound bad, but
right.
the stuff that he was saying, you know, what he's trying to do is he's trying to get like different, you know, labels and production companies to join a coalition, so to speak. You know, and when he's talking, you know, his whole thing is about, you know, basically what we want to do is we want to find an artist that got a good song, you know, and we can all get behind that good song, you know, and we can push that good song and try to make as much money as we can off that good song, you know.
Right.
I'm not a very smart guy. You know, I don't pride myself on being like no genius, no PhD, doctorate type of cat. But somewhere tells me that if I'm able to pay a few bills off this one song, when that song stops making money and I can't pay these bills no more, you know, what do I do next?
Right. You know? You got to hit the studio again. But that, like you just said, a lot of people are banking off of a song as
mm-hmm.
opposed to when you're an artist, you got to build yourself as a brand.
A brand.
As opposed to just a song. So like you said, when happens when that song falls off, okay, the song could fall off, but people will still buy into you, into your brand. So
there
the next thing that you do, they're gonna go ahead and buy into that because they didn't like you necessarily just for that one song. I mean, people that
right.
have never ever heard your music, if you want to venture into a different avenue and your name is behind it, they're going to buy into that because it's you and you have a certain brand that people like.
But, you know, it's the difference in Will Smith and MC Breed.
Right.
I ain't going to lie. I love Ain't No Future in Your Fucking. I love that joint.
Right.
I don't know how many other songs he had. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Now, right. Will Smith, yeah, he has some songs. He has some songs, you know. And do I like a Will Smith song more than Ain't No Future in Your Frontin'? I can't say that I do. You know, but Will Smith, the brand, got me to, you know, the theater. He got me to the theater to check out Independence Day, Men in Black. You know what I'm saying? He just put me out to the theaters, you know. And that's that brand, man. Got me walking around talking about getting jiggy with it. I didn't even like the song. But just the word. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we jiggy over here, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Right. If it was anybody else other than Will Smith, I think that song probably would have fell off. But, like, I mean, like you said, it's a brand. And since it was Will Smith, I mean, everybody likes Will Smith. So
yeah,
we bought into it. We bought into the Get Jiggy With It, coming to Miami to the, what's the song, Switch.
Right. Welcome to Miami. Baby. Say, I mean.
If anybody else did that, like a new artist, I don't think it would have passed as well.
Yeah. I swear to you, but it was his brand. It was his brand that pushed it, man. I won't lie. It was his brand. And, I mean, you listen to a lot of stuff out there that a lot of artists are making real good money off of, and you sit back and you say, man, if that wasn't dude, if that wasn't old girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't nobody be paying attention to the song? But they're not paying attention to the song. They paying attention because that new Madonna joint, you know, now, I'm a Madonna fan. I love Madonna.
Hey.
That new joint. I was like, Madonna, what's wrong with you? it's not Madonna, but it's moving up the billboards. Because it's Madonna.
Exactly.
Because
it's a brand name. That's all it is. It's like when you go to the store and if you go to like a Walmart or a Jewel Oscar, we'll say, and you buy, Crest toothpaste, is going to be
right.
more than if you buy a regular Brand X Jewel product toothpaste. Why? Because you're buying that name. You're buying that brand.
That's it. That's it. That's it. And your man Frank Lucas said it. He said, my product ain't no different than Coke. They don't know me better than they know the man that made Coca-Cola, baby. It's all about my brand and my product. And when you start stepping on the brand and then the product, you're messing up money, man. And that is it. You cannot mess up the brand. You got to get out there, and you really gotta work hard on it. You know, and you being an artist yourself and building right. your brand, how hard is it, do you think it is, to build a brand, you know, when you don't have that board of directors putting the dollars, you know, or that full team out there doing the demographics. People like it when your hair's cut this way, and they like it when you wear these jeans, and you get more fan by when you wear these kind of sunglasses. How hard do you think it is to establish and build your brand yourself?
I think when you first come out, you have to necessarily do something that is you. Like, you have to have at least like a foundation, something that you always do that's part of you. So no matter if you do switch clothes or switch sunglasses or switch hair products or whatever, people aren't going to buy it because you switch the product. They're going to buy it because it's you. So when you're building yourself as a brand, you have to find your niche that you fit in, and mm-hmm. you can't really when you're just kind of following the different trends that are going along, you're not really planted firm into any type of foundation. So the next trend that comes along, people are going to be like, okay, we're going to have to switch our whole type of a genre. So like
are you still there, Rennis?
Or purple or yellow, and I keep switching down the line, there's no really firm foundation in the type of color I like, per se. So let's say if I still like green 20 years from now, and I want to do like a forest green or a lime green, it's just a different
right.
variation of that same type of color. So, you really got to find what it is that you do and switch it up in that variation, but still be true to what brand and product you're trying to push.
Right, right. And you know what? That comes in from your man Bieber. Remember when Bieber first kicked it, everything was about the kids' hair?
Right.
Everything. And they stayed on the hair. This is the way he wears hair, and this is how he get his hair to be like that. But since anything done happened, I ain't saw the man with that hair no more. Where the hell go, Justin? Where the hell go? You know,
right.
That was that thing, man, that kept him on fans' mind, you know,
right.
and that's what he did to establish his brand. I mean, he didn't look like that clean-cut kid, you know, with the nice little cut, or he wasn't that kid, you know, that was trying too hard, you know, with the hair and all of that stuff there, you know, that I got up out of the bed and shook it.
Right, exactly. He had his own style. Then nobody was rocking the Beaver commercially. And so he was rocking it. It's not like he came out with everybody else's hairstyle and then tried to fit in. He did his own type
right.
of thing.
Right, right. And, that's the thing I think a lot of people really don't understand. I mean, I watch a lot of the younger cats, you know, and you know all of the different things I be getting involved in. You know, I try to
right.
talk to a lot of the younger artists, you know, because, you know, I was taught a long time ago. And I give my mentor, Romance, Ken Wright, I give him a lot of credit. You know, he would always talk, you know, when I get ready to do a show, you know, I checked out how somebody else did a show, you know, like, man, I'm going to get these chicks, man. I'm going to get the chicks, and they going to have on shirts, and each shirt going to have on a letter, and it's going to spell my name. You know, like, man, ain't that what my man had at his show? Why do you want to do it
right.
like that? You know, whatever. I want to get these chicks, and they gonna have my face on the back of their shorts. And when they bend over, I must be smiling. Ain't that what my man did at his show? You know what can you do to set you aside from everybody else that's performing? When you go do that show, and somebody see your show and they see you performing, you want them to remember you. What can you do to make yourself stand out? You know, and I really
right.
didn't understand. You know, I'm a 15, 16 year old kid. I don't understand. So he showed me. I went to a performance of his. He was at Austin Town Hall, you know, down off Central and Lake. He's performing
right.
at Austin Town Hall. And his band was up there, and they was playing. And everybody looking, you know, like, where my man, what dude at? You hear my man singing, but you don't see him. Like, you know, where he at? This son of a gun swung from the balcony to the stage on a doggone curtain. Do you think people were not talking about this? Do you think people did not remember that performance going straight through? He set the tone right there for everybody that came behind him. You got to up your ante. Old girl up there with the spandex ain't cutting it. Old girl that came out in the bustier, we don't care. This man just swung from the balcony on the table. He could have killed himself.
Wow. That's some Prince stuff right there.
And that was some Prince stuff.
Right.
But he showed me exactly what he meant behind it, you know. And I mean, I started looking at things, you know, pretty much in that context. You know, yeah, you can give people a good show. You can get them a good performance. You can bang out some good music. But from today till we talking about now, man, I'm 41. That show was, I was 15. And we are now on the air talking about that show. You know what I'm saying? So if you can give them something that they are going to talk about for years to come, then you have did your job as a performer, as an artist.
And that's how you do it, man. You got to make that lifetime music. Even if you do swing in from a balcony and go on stage, even if you're not able to do that, your music has to be, you know, lifetime. It's got to be timeless. It's got to be like Michael Jackson. 100 years from now, you can play, you know, a Michael Jackson album, and it'll still be to today. You got to come out with that timeless type of thing, and
you
really got to stand out.
But right now, being an artist in today's, you know, and going through everything, I'm talking about from Man versus Machine to now, you know, Renovation.
Right.
Do you, being a lyricist, and I mean, you know, I hope you don't take it as though I'm throwing you off in a category or nothing. But
No.
I hear straight lyricism from one song to the next. You know, it's this attention to making sure that, you know, the topic sentence and the details are there to support, to carry straight through and making it, you know, pretty much a lyrical dance. You know, being that is your forte.
Right.
Do you find it hard to listen to a lot of the music that's going on right now where, you know, you really don't hear any lyrics?
Yes, sir. Yeah, like you said, I'm more of a lyricist, so anytime I listen to music in any type of a genre, I try to listen to see if that music is telling a story from the intro to the beat itself to the lyrics that are over it. I like to think and use my imagination and hear things that make me think, as opposed to, like you say, some of the music that's out right now is just, you know, cars, hoes, women, all that stuff. It's not really nothing that a fifth grader can't do.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. And it's basically, I mean, it's, I commend the hustle, because to get on the radio, period, and to get a million spins and to get a million downloads, I mean, there's hustle behind that. So I commend the hustle. But by how they get it, like, I mean, everything isn't always good. You know what I'm saying? All because everything is mainstream doesn't mean it's right.
Yeah.
So by the means that they take to get it, I feel that a lot of artists are, how should I say this? How should I say this without stepping on I'm stepping on some eggshells right now. But I just feel like, I feel like basically the music that's out right now doesn't portray our people to the fullest. Like, our people are so much smarter than the music that is commercialized right now. And I feel that, like, radio, per se, if radio was 50% mainstream and 50% of lyricists, like Common, like Lupe, like Talib Kweli, like Mos Def, if it was a 50% split, then I'd be more satisfied with things that I hear nowadays.
Right
now, they're just oversaturating and making our people look like
we know nothing further than rims, hoes, and getting high all day. And we're so much smarter than that. And I feel if we have more of the lyricists step up and actually call into their local radio stations that they like, things that they like to hear, you know, I feel that that will open more doors for more people and spread more of a positive somewhat message, or at least a message of thinking. And I think it'll empower the people, especially where I'm from, like out in the Chicago area. I mean, if you're familiar, you're from Chicago too, so you're familiar with it too, about all the shootings that have been going on.
Right.
I mean, over Memorial Day weekend, there was 43 shootings. 43 shootings over a weekend.
Right.
Nuts. And
right.
I feel that if – I'm not going to blame the music that's out, but I feel like the music could help it and aid in what's going on. And if we had more creative lyricists that were more mainstream, I feel that that would help open doors for some of the kids that are out there, because a lot of the kids that are in, like, the inner cities and environments, they have dreams, but they don't know how to exactly reach them.
How to reach them, right.
Exactly. So if we had more artists that were out there that were mainstream mentor lyricists, something that the kids could listen to and still be cool at the same time, but still spread that message, I feel that they would be chasing their dreams more than they would be chasing guns and bullets.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you know what? Go ahead.
It's just crazy because, like, I have, like, on Man vs. Machine 2, my new album, I got a song called Chicago. And I have a lyric there where it goes, whatever happened to the pins and the pins.
You fade out on me, Renz.
Say it again. I'm fading out.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, you fade out. There you go now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. I got you.
Okay. All right. Yeah, like in I got a song called Chicago, like I was saying, on my new album, Man vs. Machine 2, The Renovation. And basically, it's talking about, like, there's a lyric that goes, whatever happened to the pens and the papers. And it's basically talking about how kids are picking up guns more than they are markers and school books. And I feel like, I mean, even little kids nowadays, they'll tell you a Soulja Boy lyric or any hot lyric on the radio before they can tell you their ABCs or 1, 2, 3s. They'll tell you that quick.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
And you know the bad part about it, though, man, last week, I think it was last week's show, man, we were actually talking about that. I forgot exactly what the topic? Oh, the topic was entitled kids. You know, like during my generation, man, we was taking shovels and shoveling people snow and raking grass and carrying bags.
Right.
You know, grabbing some change. You know, understanding the worth of a quarter. You know, but then now, you know, as it started going, you looking and you seeing these parents working 2.5 jobs. You know, to get a kid a pair of $150 shoes, you know, and what is that for? 150 damn shoes? You work, the kid don't. The kid is going to school like this is next top model, and not going in there. And then the things that are celebrated and glorified. I mean, you turn to Facebook yourself, because we like that's actually what we're supposed to be talking about tonight, man. But we done left that a long time ago. But you go to Facebook, man, and you read the stuff that's there, and you look at the stuff, you know, and it's cute. Man, how did my son just tell my friend, drop it low? And he only 2, where he get that from? And that's cute. That's cute.
Wow.
You post it on your Facebook because it was pretty. It was nice. It was funny. You know, whereas back in my days, man, you said something that was deemed stupid. Mom smacked your ass under the couch somewhere. When you got him under the couch, you knew what you said was wrong.
Right. That's nuts, man. It's like these kids nowadays, they're growing up a little too fast. And like you said, some of the things that are allowed now, we definitely wouldn't have been allowed to do that back in the day.
Please.
Like, definitely.
Man, let me tell you, at my age now, of course I won't cuss around moms or granny, you know, but I will not even turn a beer to my head around mom or granny. I still don't say the basic words, you know, like damn or hell. It ain't happening.
Right.
It's still not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not happening. But that is that. That's that respect that they established. They established that respect that you are going to have for them. So it makes no difference how old you get. You're still going to respect moms. You don't respect that. It's as simple as
right.
that. It ain't never okay. You get older. Oh yeah, I'm grown now. Now I can piss around you, mama, because I'm grown. Yeah, okay. That's why when you got older, she got a pistol. She ain't got to whoop you no more.
right. You a grown man now. Now you get the grown man treatment now.
Hey, mommy gave you a cussing at his daddy, didn't he?
Oh, wow. Try. You see how that ended.
Bad TL. You don't supposed to say that. Bad TL. And Brittany encouraging me, y'all.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I swear, man, I do believe that's it, man. I believe that it's just that rush. I mean, you know, you try to give, you try to at least, you know, use the whole explanation as to, you know, how many jobs parents got to work and everything. But I mean, still, it's got to be in some way, shape, or form. And I'm not saying that the music, you know, should be the vessel, you know, that we use to reach the kids. But at the same time, you know. When you listening, you know what? Best analogy to use. Your man Al Sharpton said it. he said if you're in a crowded movie theater, you can't yell out fire. You can't yell out fire. You know, it's against the law. People get hurt and things like that. You know, so
right.
How do you go into a neighborhood that's filled with guns and yell shoot? You know, that should be against
yeah.
the law the same way. You're in a neighborhood filled with guns. Saying shoot and thinking nobody's gonna shoot. Everybody's got a gun. How are they not gonna shoot?
Right.
You know, and then you look around and you're looking at, you know, the different toll that poverty is taking on people. We're talking about right now, you know, and I don't want to say condolences, but just send the heart real warm felt prayer out to my people in Milwaukee. Milwaukee Frontier Airlines just laid off 200 and some odd people. Now,
oh,
with 200 and some odd, right, already into an economy where people are already being hit up. So now you got all of these people out here, you know, looking for work. Nobody can find work. Everybody's got to pay their bill. Everybody's got to eat. So by any means, everybody is going to eat. You know, you had those man decisions to make. I'm
right.
going to eat or I'm going to eat. It's a couple of choices. But they all come back to the same thing. I'm going to eat. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly what it is.
And it seemed like right now, the music that we had in the late 80s, you know, the early 90s, that music right now would be so relevant. We're talking about self-destruction all in the same game. You know, the Daily D's, the Public Enemies and all that, that music would be so relevant right now because we got all of this, you know, dance party, you know. I'm swagging and I'm surfing. I don't even know what they say. I can't listen to radio. I get diarrhea listening to it. You know,
right.
That's what you have right now that you're listening to, you know, when right now he and Chuck D telling you, you know, don't stand for it. Don't sit still and take it. You know, fight. We're going to get out and we're going to make it happen. KRS-One in your ears saying you more than a thug, a hustler, a pimp, you know, and a piece of trash. You kings, queens, princes, princesses. You know, you can go and do something. I think that music right now would be so relevant today. I mean, yes, it was relevant yesterday. But yesterday's problem pale in comparison to what we have right now. I mean, cost of living has gone through the roof. During the late 80s, early 90s, I mean, I had an apartment, you know, two-bedroom. We was paying four and some change, and we figured that was a bit much, you know, and that was high, okay? You ain't finding no apartment for nothing now. It is not happening, no five, nothing. It is not happening. It is
not at
happening.
All, man. It's crazy. The price of everything is going up. Gas, it's even out here in Illinois driving through the tollway. You don't even want to drive anymore. It's like gas, tollways, food's going up, corn, everything. It's like, it's nuts. It's like the government is secretly trying to kill us off. It's like prices are going up and jobs are going down. So you're
jobs
stuck in the middle between
down.
A rock and a hard place, right? So what do you do?
what do you do? And like I said, it comes back to I'm going to eat or I'm going to eat, you know?
Right.
But the last thing I need you to do is tell me everything is all right. You want to dance. You want to tell me the new dance. I made the new dance. Put your head on your hips. Let your backbone slip. I don't want to hear that. I need some inner city blues right now, man. I need what's going on, man.
Yeah, you need that feel good, man. You really do. Because like you were saying, you don't want to hear that stuff. Because when you turn the TV on, and say you come home from a hard, long day of work, you just, you know, busted your rear end just to get food on the table for you and your family, and you turn on BET and you see a rapper on there just throwing money and spending 20 grand in a strip club.
Right.
Hey, how's that going to make you feel? It's like, damn,
exactly.
I just worked a 9-to-5, living paycheck to paycheck, and there goes my year salary right there in the strip club.
Right there. Right there in the strip club. What your man Pac said, try to floss on him, blind to a broken man's dream.
Oh, my gosh.
This cat is looking like lunch meat to me right now. I'm going to wait outside the club.
Exactly.
I'm going to make it rain. Hollow points. I'm going to leave with so much.
Right.
You know, but, I mean, that's what you got out there. So nobody is speaking for that guy on that guy's behalf right now. Nobody's speaking for him. Nobody's speaking for that cat that just, hold on, what was it? Piano Man got this joint. The man said, what he said, I just left the job and now I'm like, what's up again? You know what I'm saying? He just left it. But he right back in it, day in and day out. This is what he doing. You know what I'm saying? He don't work a week to make ends meet. He works a week just to make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no just, you know, hey, man, yeah, I'm just putting in a couple of dollars, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to pick up a little overtime, you know, because I'm thinking about taking a trip. No, if I don't put in this other 40 hours of overtime, my life ain't staying on.
Right.
You know?
Overtime is normal time now.
Hey, overtime is normal time, man. And
exactly.
But nobody's speaking for that guy. You know, I hear so much of these kids, you know, and it kills me because, you know, you get all of this music from these, you know, 17, 18-year-old kids. You know, I even go so far as to say, you know, 20, 25. You know, they still at the crib with moms, you know, and all of the songs are about what they got. You know, this is what I'm wearing. This is what I'm spending. This is what I'm smoking. This is what I'm drinking. Tats.
Right. Like, what are you doing?
what are you doing?
Right.
Do you understand life?
Right. It's like you got to – that's what kills me, man. It's like there's people that have that money, and that's all they do with it is just spend. And it's like if you invest that money into a community that needs that money – you can make that community that much better and make yourself
that much better.
But then you know
the reality. The reality is, man, some people need things to complain about. People need a reason to say that this is not fair. You know, you talk about, you know, the Asians and the Hindu, Arabic, you know, anybody coming into the neighborhoods, you know, and they opening the liquor stores, the hair care stores and the shoe stores and the restaurants and all of that. You know, and you talk about that. Why you got to do it in my neighborhood? Why you got to do it in my neighborhood? But that store was empty. That store sat there empty for the longest. And you never took your money and tried to put anything in it, but you have the latest vehicle with the most expensive rims and $300 gym shoes on your feet. What was wrong with putting that money into that store and you opening the beauty supply or you opening the liquor store or you opening the restaurant or you opening the shoe store? You know, what was wrong with that? But that will solve too many problems. It's more easier to say, man, all these foreigners coming over, they taking all of the jobs and they opening all of the businesses and we ain't getting nothing. It's easier to say that than to get out there and risk failing at the business if it don't go well. Because that right there is the end of the whole answer. People are scared of failing. People are scared of failing.
Exactly. Scared to take chances, scared to fail. Like, I was thinking one day, like, actually, there's really two types of people. I mean, there's people that are on one side of the TV screen watching the world and watching BET and watching everything that's happening, and then there's the other people that are on the other side of that screen making it happen. It's like, which side do you want to be on? If you're going to be on the side where you got to watch it and sit on your couch the whole time and complain, well, I mean, it takes work to get to that other side. Put the work in.
It takes that. What your man say on Baby Boy? He either a consumer or entrepreneur.
Exactly.
You're either a consumer or an entrepreneur. I can't be a consumer because you can't tell me what's hot and what I should buy. And I'm not the cheerleading type to sit on the bench and cheer you on. That's not me. I got to get in the game. And now I done got in the game, I'm greedy. You talking crazy about me because I don't even want to give you the ball. You're going to have to do like me. I'm willing to trip the crowd to win the race. You're going to have to do it like me. You know?
You
take some chances. Hey, Riddity, man, let me get them some of this new renovation, man. Y'all stay right there. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to my man, Riddity. We finna drop this chaos for him real quick, though.
Yeah, buddy.
And about to walk, sit for the iceberg in my life. Cold when the day's Hollywood night. Couple bounce check, credit card decline. Yeah, I know I messed up, but soon I'm gonna get it right. Fail once, fail twice, but a couple hundred more times. But I know at the end of the tunnel, I'ma see 100 different lights. From the city with a high crime rate, every day multiplies. So much going on, living in the last days of my life. Take a second, pause, then it's right back to the boss. Scribble down thoughts, writing on the wall. Cage burn like behind a bar. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. Turn the microphone on, with the beat that's right. And the race is won, already crossed that line. So I don't need your sympathy, homie, I'ma be just fine.
Another man robbed, another kid shooting up the school. Another hate crime, I didn't hate mine, I didn't can't leave us all alone. Another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote. My version of Occupy Wall Street, I'm occupying a booth, choking a mic and making a wall shake. The bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation. But think, what did we do to make them? Something's missing here, threat level oil scared. We in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives, tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers will they kill before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Just fine.
time. Letter to the man above. I know we don't talk much, shake hands or hug, but we've been on each other ever since I was born in Upper Michigan back in 84. Just a baby boy, double digits with the inches of snow. Me and my sister and my pops and my mom, but I was way too young to remember it all. Just the car seat and the trailblazer they drove. Then we started trailblazing the road outside of the shop, my new place where we made us a home. In the circle where we came home late after dark, watched the grown folks play spades on the cars. We would play every day in the yard. Football with my neighbors round the corner. We the youngest in charge. Back then, everybody rode a Huffy or Schwinn or a mongoose with the dice caps and the pants. We were the shade.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss.
Take you back to the day in fourth grade. My man named Robert Hicks used to play football every day as a kid. Used to dig rocks and tell me they was crystals. Told me they would give me the power to be invisible. And every day I carried them in my bag to school. Untouchable, challenging all the bully dudes. And to the day Robert did come back, they told me he died of practice, asthma attack. I was like, what? Just like that, we was just on the playground playing some tag. Now it's dreams of the big league, being a man, all buried in the woods, just rocks and sand. But what he gave me was confidence. No, I better yet, common sense taught me to fear no man, only fear God to sit. Gone but never forgot the thing, you know I got you, kid.
Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something. I thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something.
These are the moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story. Moments that we live for, just to talk about so we can make more. So every day that you live, you're never getting old. You're just living to tell and share another story.
How I started to flow, Petty taught me the ropes. JL believed, so he started recording. Started with a two-man group we called Swarming. Hit a couple open mics, started performing. But that didn't last, that was the one hit. Back by myself, but still focused. And since then, I tested my endurance and passed that exam 100%. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something. Thank God for them days like this. I go hard for them days like this. But some days I miss. I remember them days we had nothing. Not far, but we still got us a little something.
Just way I operate. No strings, but I'm your puppet. All because of the way you bump it. I'm missing all the danger signs. Can't stop and I don't know why. Just when I think I can break this chain, you set me down and I'm your slave.
You call. is your girl, Lanae Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Hell, keep that trash.
right, so we know what site she be on. Hey, Lynn said, the good, I think, is that I have found so many people I lost track with so many years ago, and we are having a blast. Yeah, I think that is good. I think that is good. Jacob, I hate how people be getting caught up on there. Your business is all out. Man, they shouldn't put their business on there, man. It's as simple as that. You don't want people to know, don't post it. Marquita said, I think it makes it easy for no good. Whoa, y'all brace yourself for this one. Marquita said, I think it makes it easy for no good blank men to cheat because these ratchet AHs be on there just putting theyself out. Marquita, calm down. Perish the thought. Chicks be making the guys cheat on Facebook? Nah, you got it twisted, little mama. Dude's already bogus, and he need to be on Facebook. He's going to bang old girl at the McDonald's he saw the other day, man. Don't put it off on the chick. It's the man. Hey, what the Mac said? Don't check the pimp, baby. Check that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Clarkston said, there is good and bad in all things. It's how you use those things. Social networks are no exception. My man, Clarkston. He is Clarkston. He was educated, and he's giving it to us in the raw. My man, well, Jamie or my girl, Jamie. Jamie said, yeah, I take it for what it is. Pure entertainment. Just read it. They go from holy to gangster in a matter of seconds. Talking big and bad, then start quoting the gospel. It's just funny to me. You ain't never lying. I was just saying that to somebody. Because, I mean, you read these pages, and I'm finna go to the club, and I'm finna whoop the bam, and I wish a B would. I'm the realest B in the world. N's ain't hard like me. Can't no MF touch me. But Jesus said, John talked, Jesus walked. How do you do all of it in the same day? Now, I'm a Gemini. And, yes, there are two of me. So I can be either mad or I can be madder. You know, I could not like you, and I can hate your ever-living guts. But I can't go from happy to mad to sad to depressed to confused. I can't even do all of that, and I'm a Gemini. This is weird. My man Mike said, being a producer, I think the good is for the industry. You can network all over without traveling. Guys are really getting put on outside their cities without leaving them, and that's a good thing. Yes, Mike, that is actually a good thing. And for me, I mean, that's the way I view it. You know, I say a combination of a lot of things that people say. I think it is did, you know, some good for the industry, you know, allowing guys to actually be able to network with people outside the neighborhoods, outside the cities, outside the states, and to really, you know, get on in other areas. Also, I believe it's pure entertainment. Like Jamie said, that's what it is. You know, sometimes I go on there just to read the goofy stuff that's posted, and I find it very hilarious. Sometimes, you know, like your man Stan said, when I have a crappy day, I drift away and put it on. You know, when I have a crappy day, I look at Facebook because I guarantee you something on there is going to make me laugh, and it is going to make me laugh hysterically, and that's what it is for me. Who else had a good point? Carson, yeah, it's good and bad and everything, you know, and it's all on how you use it. You know, I mean, the people that are getting caught up on now, the people that make themselves able to get caught up. I remember back in the days, MySpace, you had a bunch of people getting themselves caught up because they was hitting up little chicks that they was meeting on. He was meeting on MySpace and stuff and finding out it was a girl or, you know what I'm saying, or the girls was hitting up these guys and finding out, you know, it was they guys. But now, who do you blame for that? It was you that got yourself caught up. Did nobody tell you to start, you know, going too far with this person, you know, on there? You don't know them. You know, you put yourself out there like that.
Hey, we lost Renacy, so I was trying to wait for Renacy to get back in. If he can't get back in for the end of the show, definitely always a pleasure kicking in with Renacy. You know, like I said, he's actually a lyricist, and me myself being a lyricist, I'm a lover of lyricism. You know, I love the play on words. I love, you know, to hear an artist paint a picture, you know, only using the words. I really love that. You know, you get what, 4 to 5 minutes in a song to actually tell an entire story. You know, you have authors who get 600-700 pages to tell their story. You know, you get directors and producers who get an hour and a half to 2 hours to tell theirs. But an actual lyricist, and this transcends rap, please understand, this transcends rap. This goes for country, gospel, R&B, you know, any type of music you're talking about, you have actually, you know, have that time limit. You've got to get it across. You know, baby, you broke my heart. This is what you did to break my heart. You know, God, I love you so much. You know, this is why I love you so much, God. Hey, my life was crappy. This was what happened to make my life crappy. You know, I'm a success. These are all of the things, you know, to tell you I'm a success, you know. And you've actually got to break it out, you know, without cliffhangers. You know, you don't get, you know, that part two, even though everybody got that remix, you don't get, you know, a part two to tell the rest of that story. You really got to run it out, and that's what a lyricist does. Hey, I'm going to give y'all this new M.I.Z. This that Diamond Life, man. Y'all been hitting me up for it, man. Here it goes, man. Y'all stay right there. I'll be right back, all right?
Mr. Five-Star Hotel, five-star dinner as well. Let's sail down the coast of Lake Michigan. Bitch, nigga, is you listening? Earrings look like ice cubes glistening. Reflection in the wheel, see the 24s flickering. Any chick I hit is in Paris. This is when they let a terrorist shop at Oak Brook Terrace. Non-stop flights out to Paris, so I can see the Eiffel Tower. Excuse rifle power. Gold trim all around the bathtub and shower. Got killers making drops on top of every hour. The money or the love of power, but I can move the diesel and a tub of powder. So I got to drink Billy Mays, motherfucker. I got OxyClean.
frame, mean game man. She got a sexy walk. Body of a goddess and jelly when she speaking talk. I got all special, girl. I be thinking nasty thoughts. Going over your body in my mind, and I can't find no flaws. Like a perfect diamond, girl. You shine, and I can see it glow.
To be guarded. I don't know. Maybe it's not meant to be. You know? Hey. The lights out and the candles lit. I wanna set the mood, but her mood set. It's me against the world, so this is it. I start to visualize what love is like without her here. So I hold back. I'm such a G. My guard's up. Pride's overtaking me. Whisper three words, then I'm in the wind. I wish I never told you.
I wish I never told you how much you mean to me. Should I lay back and catch the keys? I wish I never told you. Never more to the next one. Ain't no time for apologies. You were messing around. I found that everything did held back from my pride. Cause what it could have been.
Nothing but regret. What's done is done, and I apologize. I just wish I hadn't said the things that made you cry. But I'm all alone, and you ain't on the phone. All I see is me in an empty home. When it should be you perched on your throne. Cause you're a queen and I'm the reason why this love's gone.
Back from my pride, cause what it could have been,
hey.
I was
never thought I'd ever see. She thought I'd always have this dream. She told me finding someone who would love me just for me. See, I've been all around the world in search of that one perfect one. Well, I'm glad that I stumbled across.
People at Frontier Air Trans Southwest and U.S. Airways
and Atlanta, Hartsville. Hey, y'all keep those planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure them planes go, and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Hey, want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, to be a part of Catrice on Thursdays, to be a part of Nikki Outlaw on Tuesdays. Simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the contact, and submit your music. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We will not download your music. MP3 format, preferably profanity free. Get yourself in rotation on the hottest internet radio station around, baby. That's going to do it for the chairman. I am out of here. I'll catch y'all next week. And remember, the Lawless World Order is in full effect. And you know it!
Yeah. I'm back.
What's up,
champ? You already know me, Mike, putting that look, hey, man. Chris Brown on the track, man. Hey! Yeah! My cool, man. Cool J, yeah, I'm gon' drop the top like a toupee, like Olay, yeah, shot it fresh, yeah, she jumped in the ride, oh, nevertheless, she like my Cool J, yeah, I got my swag up, yeah, Trip J, yeah, I got them bands up, ha-ha, yeah, we been had our racks up, shout out to TV, they don't think I can catch up, hey. Yeah, like I hit out the head. And I'm staying down, bitch, cause I'm trying to get rich. I ain't worried about these motherfucking haters on the ladies, Lord Trip Jane. I'ma get the paper. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get the Trip Jane. 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 Ladies love me because, yeah, I'm on my grind. Stand down here, yeah, time after time. Mixtapes dropping, 10 songs popping. Yeah, I'm in the club here, yeah, body rocking. Woo! And you know I'm doing a Trip Jane. Say that boy, I'm making a move. Hell yeah, we gonna fight. Yeah, do my thing, song, yeah, yeah, I do my thing. Yeah, I'm going off a couple of motherfuckers, man. They got me rolling in the motherfucking car. I'm hot as hell, motherfucker. Yeah, that's what's up. A poet in my car, VIP drinking. Yeah, we on the line. What the fuck is y'all thinking? Woo! Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did it to a chain, 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 yeah, swag on me, yeah, yeah, swag on me, I did it to a chain, swag on me, I did it to a chain, swag on me, I did it to a chain. Chain, do the truth, chain, if you swag on a million, do the truth.